It's been about 5 years since Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya released his debut short story collection, Friday Black. I'm still haunted by one of those stories, which featured a virtual reality amusement park where visitors could hunt terrorists or shoot intruders played by minority actors. Adjei-Brenya is finally back, this time with his first full-length novel, and he once again uses speculative fiction to illuminate the violence and injustice of our real world. Chain Gang All-Stars offers an imagined future in which convicted prisoners can opt out of long-term sentences by participating in death matches. The fights happen inside packed arenas and are available via pay-per-view, much like MMA cage matches. The novel focuses on Loretta Thurwar and Hamara Hurricane Stacks Stacker, teammates and lovers who are links in one of the prison system's premier chain gangs. Thurwar is nearing a final match where she could earn the ultimate prize, her freedom. Adjei-Brenya strays from the main storyline with subplots that are every bit as worthy and gut-wrenching. We meet a scientist who accidentally invents an instrument of torture and a man who becomes a victim of that device. We meet a rabid fan of the chain gang leagues and his reluctant wife, who finds herself drawn to the action despite her disgust. And we meet protesters who reflect the author's own abolitionist beliefs. Chain Gang All-Stars is both brilliant and devastating, a look at our resilient humanity and the damage we are capable of. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.